Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 14th of November. It's difficult to know whether developments in Greece and Italy are a turning point, or it's simply another postponement of an inevitable financial conflagration. We've been saying for some time that this was much more a political crisis than a financial crisis. And so, having removed the politicians from Greece and Italy, one can only hope that it is actually a turning point. But even so, that's a long, long way to go. No quick solutions here. Anyway, let's look at what happened last week. It was a roller coaster ride again. But as usual, there were positives around, and I'd just like to concentrate on those if I could this week. In the US, jobless claims fell more than expected, exports rose, narrowing the trade gap, and consumer sentiment started to look up. There were good quarterly results from Cisco and from Merck, which increased its dividend for the first time in 7 years. Europe saw another tumultuous week, but we saw financial market-driven regime change in Italy and Greece, much to everyone's relief. The Bank of England met, made no change. More importantly, we see the release of the quarterly inflation report this Wednesday. That is likely to include reduced projections for inflation, but also growth, unfortunately. The Far East remains in thrall to the European markets, but the good news is that Japan is out of recession. You may well have heard that on the news this morning, with a growth rate of 6%. Now, that may well be a bounce after the tsunami and the earthquake. A lot of pent-up demand there coming through. So it may not continue at that rate, and one's also got to take into account the floods in Thailand, which are still having a disruptive effect on the supply chain. But nonetheless, it's good news for Japan. Very welcome there. The bond markets ended a little change, but that disguised a highly volatile week. It was a bit of sun and fury signifying nothing. On the other hand, oil continues to creep up. There was a 5% rise this week. West Texas Intermediate now at nearly $99 a barrel, the highest since July. And that's really because the oil markets do see prospects for global growth starting to brighten. Gold was also up nearly 2%. That is on the ongoing uncertainty in the European economies. But currencies also, rather like bond markets, after a very volatile week, ended up virtually unchanged on the week. Let's have a quick look at markets last week. Generally poor, with the good news in Italy and Greece coming too late to have much of an impact. So Japan was down 3%, the Far East was down around 2%. Core Europe was up about 1%, UK was unchanged, and Europe peripheral down about 1%. And the US is up 1%. The bottom line, well, it's breath-holding time, really, I think. We can probably see a little bit of stability on the markets over the next week or so, as everyone waits to see what's going to happen in Italy and Greece under their new masters. But I was reminded of the meeting I went to in London during the week. It was the work of the economist Joseph Schumpeter, who developed the work of Marx and Kondratiev and made famous the concept of capitalism's propensity for waves of creative destruction. And that's possibly what we're seeing now. We're seeing the recycling of capital poorly used being put to more efficient uses, and that's often painful and disruptive, but out of it tends to come great opportunities, and I think that's really what we have to focus on in these days. What's happening this week? Market moving events. Well, as I said, we hope for a week at least, Europe, Greece and Italy in particular won't be market moving events, and that'll help us or enable us to concentrate on a disk drive load of economic data coming out of the US, which will give us some good indications of where the US economy is going. The Japanese Monetary Policy Committee meeting also takes place this week, and it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about the prospects of growth in Japan. We see the UK inflation report, which could be interesting reading actually, and a number of consumer inflation figures from Europe, and also third quarter GDP from France. That's it for me. Have a good week. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please do speak to your financial advisor before taking any action based on this report. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Many thanks. Take care. Have a good week.